we go. 807 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you all along. The phone number, the text line that will not send you one of these scam texts. I don't think it does. 343-0106. 251-343-0106. Heads up here, as interest rates continue to rise, so do credit card interest rates. You ever look down there at your credit card statement and been shocked by your interest rate? You probably will be these days. Did you know you can actually roll all your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? Well, the folks over at LightStream are offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay, averaging 18%+ on credit card debt right now in this country. How about lowering it to 5.89%? Think about what that means in your pocket every month, or how much more quickly you get the loan paid back. You also get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day that you apply. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So get paid for the fact that you got great credit. Y'all can get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan by last name. Their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V as in victory, A-N. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, a couple things. Number one, I guess we'll go back to giving people the updated story, because a lot of news groups came out and I guess they were looking for filler or whatever and said, hey, we'll be doing this national EASWEA test coming up on Thursday, September 20th. Mm-hmm. And then I pointed out that because, you know, we have to do those and we get the FCC emails. And, this has been delayed since back in August. It's right. Like this today or Thursday would be the third or fourth time they tried it. Well, by the way, we got an email. They delayed it again to October.
They shifted it to the left.
Shifted, yeah.
I talked about it last week in one of my news headlines.
Yeah, and it's now. It happened, I'm not even going to tell y'all it's happening in October because it probably won't.
I don't know why they planned for that during hurricane season. There's plenty of other times in the year they could plan these tests.
Because
right?
A person who is planning that probably doesn't live in a season of hurricanes.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's
there
one of those things, because it's so obvious here, but I know the different places I've lived, you think, when is that? But when you live on the Gulf Coast, your calendar is set.
All right. Also, if you go to our website, fmtalk1065.com, first of all, you can check out the three big things here. Showdown between Kavanaugh and the accuser scheduled for next week. That's been, it probably will happen, unlike the test. Also, review underway for Russia probe documents ordered released. We'll talk about what the president said there. An Alabama power crews returning home, not needed after Hurricane Florence, but Mobile County Sheriff's Department and the Mobile Food Kitchen is there in New Hanover County, which is near, it's the county that Wilmington's in, very hard hit. And they are busy serving meals as of this morning. And it took them, by the way, here's a long road trip, 37 hours from Mobile County to New Hanover County.
Slept in the jails, right? Slept in the
jails. That's where they're sleeping now, yeah. They're
unbelievable.
It's funny, Lori Miles from the Sheriff's Department first said, they're sleeping in the barracks there. And then she went, because she knows I was going to throw the flag, she said, it's the jail.
Yeah.
I guess it's
barracks.
Kind of like where you have to be tased and you have to be pepper sprayed to be a police officer. Might as well sleep in the jail so you know what it's like overnight.
That's right. Up in North Carolina, that's where they are and they're working. We'll keep you updated on that. And then a story that was reported in one of our national newscasts, and we were talking about a little bit here, other than the toddler story. The toddler in the machine story, which if y'all have gone, I see a lot of people on the Twitter feed have picked it up already. You got to go watch that video of this guy who puts his toddler in the game machine and the kid's passing the ill-gotten gains out of the machine.
Ridiculous.
Child, what chance does that child have when you, you know,
prodigy right there.
Yeah, as a toddler, you got them doing I guess it wouldn't be Ocean's 13. They're Ocean's 1.
There was another kid sitting next to him.
Oh, the accomplice, yes.
I wonder if he keeps having children. Once one grows out, he can't fit in this machine.
You kids
anymore.
Are disappointing. You've gotten too big for me to be able to put you into a toy machine and get the stuff out.
So you mean, so in the future, when we have a new segment and someone says, we're so surprised. We didn't know he was that type of child. Right.
I've known little Timmy for all of his 2.5 years.
He comes from a good family.
I can't believe that they were sticking him in a crane machine and he's hauling out the prizes. But that video's linked up on our Twitter feed. And speaking of social media platforms, two of the big ones this morning, of course, our update on the sheriff's team there. And the houses are okay. The wild, or as I call them, feral horses on the islands had enough horse sense that they did just fine.
Picked up enough traction with that one.
That's right.
That's why we galloped into the weekend. Remember.
See, that's you're good with the jokes. I get that.
You're my main man.
And then there's that's funny. You got a tale to tell, don't you? You know what I say? Nay means nay.
All right. My brother.
So, looking at the story that AAA today, usually when we lead off with AAA, it's AAA says this, whatever season will be the busiest travel day of the year.
Scariest Halloween ever.
Right.
Coming up.
So
don't you usually have like a sound effect too, like burp, burp?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Usually that's how it leads in with the AAA story. But this one is, I want to frame it too, that this hit me especially hard since yesterday I saw two times. I was yesterday calling my friend saying, are y'all driving out here? I don't know what's happened on a Monday, but yesterday I saw just not even like fast speed driving, like the woman that went through the stop sign the other day, you know, right before Midday Mobile and about T-boned me and then told me I was number one as she blew through the stop signs.
One more second.
That's all about the bird.
Yeah, she but this is different. What I saw yesterday were people unaware of where they were in traffic.
Yep.
Were they like the people I told you about? The ones who, and everyone probably sees them. They have their speakerphones on, but their phone is so close to their face, and they're really into that discussion that they fail to see the red light that they just ran, or possibly that they're about to hit you from behind.
These were distracted by themselves, or they weren't doing anything other than driving, and they were having trouble doing it. I'll tell you specifics here, so we talk in specifics. Number one, both of them had to do with the service road. Number one, I was coming back into the station after going across airport. I was coming back to the station from the service road where you take the left turn, come back across both east and westbound airport, and get back on the service road that's on the south side of airport.
Yes.
I went from the north side service road to the south side.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Way.
I made it barely. But I'm sitting there and we pull up. There's a lane there that you can go straight on down the service road heading west, or you can take the left. And then there's one for traffic going the opposite way. So I see we pull up there and those of us getting in the turn lane are sitting there. And then one of the vehicles just decides to get in a further left lane, which happens to be the oncoming traffic lane.
Did they have their Alabama turns, plates?
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes I give people local pass
local
who are
plates.
Not sure.
I detail local plates.
Was it a rental car?
I don't know.
Okay.
But the person driving it, and this is, because this is in both cases. Now, this is completely anecdotal, but the person was elderly.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then later on in the day, when I was heading to go run carpool, I'm on said service road now. I'm back on the north side, heading towards Dolphin Street, where I'm going to make a left onto Dolphin. But I can't because somebody coming the other way is driving down what is the left turn lane onto Dolphin. That person as well was older. Okay.
Did you honk at them?
No.
To bring the attention to this that's not your lane, lady.
No, I didn't honk. I did the hands, like the hands, like what?
That's my specialty.
The hands in the air. The what? What are you doing? You know, the hands raised. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've had a few situations of my own. I mean, I haven't been the cause, but usually at Cottage Hill and Azalea, there is something every single day for me. And it's that entrance into Rite Aid that people seem to have many issues.
You can go straight, you can turn, you can go to Rite Aid.
Yes, and maybe it's a lot of people going to Rite Aid to get their prescriptions. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but something about being on Cottage Hill over the last 2 weeks, there's been, one, a guy who was rear-ended, and he either had no idea that he had been hit. I mean, some real damage to the back end of his car. It wasn't a hard impact, but it did some serious damage. But he was going to drive off. Like, he had no idea.
And
both hands on the wheel, didn't look worried or anything. He was just
unaware.
And this was an older, very older gentleman.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm driving the exact same place, mm-hmm. driving down Cottage Hill, mm-hmm. busy road. And someone's in the turning lane, the wrong turning lane, because it's the turning lane to turn left into Azalea. They're trying to use it to turn left into Rite Aid, which they were doing. They were actually going to do a 5-point turn in the middle of Cottage Hill. And everyone stops because we have a green light to keep going on Cottage
Hill. And aren't you somewhere near a school?
Oh, yeah. Fondy. Yeah.
Okay. Fondy Elementary there. And this was also a much older person. So some dangerous stuff.
That's very sad. And I think that, you know, bad driving comes in different age groups, right?
Right.
I will say that this weekend we were on your favorite, Airport Boulevard. We saw a gentleman who was hauling something and his gas cap was off.
Right.
Okay, everything hanging out.
Right.
And so we kept trying to beep and to let him know. He was so deep in a conversation. Then the next car and the next car. All these cars are trying to tell him, you need to fix that. Because if you think about the fumes and everything that could be coming out, he could not hear beepings of horns.
If it's an old truck, you could have fumes. If not, they have that little plate that covers. Of course, remember what they used to do when people lost their gas cap?
Uh-huh.
What? They would stick a rag in there,
yes.
And I said, "Now there's a Molotov cocktail on wheels." But what I would get to is AAA is saying this. AAA is rolling out some stats about older drivers. They say some 200,000 drivers 65 and older were injured in traffic accidents in 2016. 3,500 were killed. They detail some accidents here nationally where people have been just unable to. It's not like they were distracted. They were unable to do the driving. And the story here and the question is whether there should be further driving tests as people get older. Like a second, like you have to take a driving test when you get your driver's license. Should there be a further test to make sure people still have the ability to drive? That's our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question this morning. AAA saying seniors are outliving their ability to drive safely, with some 200,000 drivers 65 and over injured in 2016. Should people over a certain age be required to take an additional driver's test? Should there be, you know, should it be like, hey, fisherman, you know what I'm talking about, a slot mm-hmm. limit? Should there be a slot limit? It'd be between 16 years old and an upper range. Mm-hmm. And if you did the upper range where you'd have to go back in and be tested, number one, do you think that should happen? Number two, if so, then what is, you're going to play arbitrary lawmaker, where would you put that?
I think that there should be. I've been a proponent of, you know, driving tests for the elderly for a very long time. But one caveat, and my grandma for a time, I mean, she was really unable to drive. She should not have been on the roads. We even had to hide her car from her at one point because, you know.
Wait, hide her car or hide her keys?
Hide her car.
What?
Because yes. Dalton's family, she'd gone out and hotwired that thing.
We had to let her think that it was in the shop being repaired.
Gotcha.
But until that wouldn't keep her off the roads. And she even did go to take her driver's license test after mm-hmm. after a certain amount of time. I think that's what it was. And they passed her just because she was an older, nice lady.
And so
they
cute,
said,
"Oh, sure.
We can't take away her driver's license." So I think they should be tested, but I think it should be a legit test, pass or fail.
I think that they should use someone who doesn't look like a senior, who is a senior, who's famous, who could be their spokesmodel.
Betty White.
And encourage, nope. More like a Sean Connery, someone who would encourage these our vintage residents.
Yeah,
that would encourage them.
That it's cool to go take the test.
No, it's cool to know when to say when. It's cool to understand that just because you give up your keys, it doesn't mean that you're giving up your independence.
Well, but do they? You know, here's the thing with the test. I think the test is fair because that doesn't mean they have to give up the. It means that if they pass, then fine. You keep the license for a certain number more years. But that, our online opinion poll question, I want y'all to go to the front page of fmtalk1065.com. Answer that question. Also, call us and text us at 343-0106. Should there be a test? And if so, at what age should people have to go back in and take this test again? Love to know what you think. Coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 1065.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be.
25 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Online opinion poll question, front of FMTalk1065.com. AAA says seniors are outliving their ability to drive safely, with some 200,000 drivers 65 and older injured in 2016, plus other people with those accidents injured. Should people over a certain age be required to take an additional driver's test? In other words, it would be this slot limit, right? You take a driver's test when you come into the driving world at 16. We can get in the argument if 16 is too young. As the closer my daughter gets to 16, I keep thinking, well, we can move that age up to the upper limits. And is there a reason to check people if they to make sure they have the ability to drive? Now, you can make a slew of arguments and say people under those ages can be bad drivers as well. I believe me, I understand the nuance in this, but it's interesting to see, you know, if people think. I saw two things yesterday, completely anecdotal, but they weren't people that were distracted driving. They weren't driving fast. They just, and like you talked about, they just were not engaged in what was going on. It wasn't even, like Kelly had said too, people with our service roads are from out of town. It confuses them. I get it. But these were local tags mm-hmm. and people that were just, I mean, a yellow line still means don't cross wherever you come from, whether you're mm-hmm. coming from Schenectady, New York, or Oregon or something. I mean, it still means a yellow line's a yellow line.
And of course, there are, you know, people, there are drivers that are 85, 90 years old that are still top
yep.
shelf, still
yep.
able to get the job done.
Amen.
And there are drivers that are 60 years old that do not need to be anywhere near anything that has a horn on it at all. But when you see somebody stop at a red light and they're, you know, 250 feet back from the car in front of them because they have awful depth perception, should those people be in roads where, you know, there are children and there are cars around? There's some scary drivers out there.
I mean, I know this is about elderly people, but how many times have you been on the interstate driving and there's someone going, I don't know, 45 miles per hour in the fast lane, and when you pass them and get around them, they're just somebody who's just not, they don't care. They
right,
have nowhere to be in life.
Right.
They're on La La Land, and they really double dog dare you to try to mean mug them. And they still don't care.
And I see a lot
it's
of the
traffic hazard.
Well, and I see a lot of the text people talking about that are older, that are great drivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
absolutely true. This is not saying it would be bad if you just take away people's driver's license. No. It's not that. It's, hey, should they pass certain tests? Supermom says, my dad had to hide my granny's car to Dalton. She ran over my bike when I was sitting by it, not 30 seconds before she plowed over it. I concur. Driver test for the elderly. This one.
I like that idea of retesting teenagers, though.
Yeah, that's yes, yes. Yeah, we could do that. Absolutely, they do. The texter says, I saw an elderly gentleman driving westbound in the eastbound lanes in front of McGowan Park a couple weekends ago. Mm. Now, I've seen that as well. I have, in the situations where I have seen vehicles going where they're completely, like yesterday, they were just in the wrong lane at a turn, but I've seen them going down the road in the wrong lane. This texter says, in Florida, new law requires over 80 drivers to have a certified Florida eye doctor perform an eye exam. Without that form, no driver's license issued.
Nice.
This texter from Wes says, I'm on the road all day, and believe me, the majority of stupid drivers are not seniors, mm-hmm. okay? I think every so many years you should have a test to test your driving skills. When you go to renew your license, you test. I have no problem with that. The issue I would have is how long that takes, but no, that would be, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's fair. If you go back and get a renewed license, you can test again.
Well, it's one of those things that for those of us who have worn glasses, you don't think your eyes are as bad as they are. Then you go get that test, and then you get your new pair of glasses, and you say, oh my goodness, for so long my vision was not quite as crisp as I thought. Same thing with driving. I think it makes a lot of sense to have to renew ever so often based on how many years you've been blessed to be on this planet.
Let's go to the phones, and Troy is in Stockton. Hey, Troy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
My opinion is, if you cause an accident, you should be retested. I don't care how old you are.
Okay, so if you're at fault in an accident, then part of your deal is you go back in and retest.
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
I like that idea.
I like that, too. I vote yes on that.
Yes.
You vote yes?
Yay.
You know, and the measure is moved.
If you're 20 years old.
Troy, I think we
I think we sign on to your bill.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
Do you approve this message?
That's good. And Troy makes a point there. But at the same time, like, what about getting in? I wouldn't say get in front of an accident. That wouldn't be good. But what about a situation where you see something that could happen?
Mm-hmm. Because there's so many close calls that could end up really bad.
Okay, we'll come right back. We'll get more phone calls. 343-0106, plus tons of text on this as well. And you can let us know what you think, too, when you vote online in our online opinion poll question. FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Coming straight to the phones, but I do want to read through a couple of these texts. Bill says, you guys keep talking about the age range 60 to 65 as if that's old. I didn't. Bill, because I told Dalton earlier, that's not far away from where I am. It says retirement age. He says retirement age is 69 and 10 months for me. I'm sure it's 70 for someone younger than me. So I can take a test at 65 and fail. I can lose my job. I can claim that as a disability.
Yeah, that's just where we started, the lowest threshold for when you should start testing, 65. And that's the very lowest we put on the poll question. That's right.
We're just doing a poll. You can disagree with the poll. When we put poll questions up and we put parameters, doesn't mean we're defining opinion. We're trying to give people choices in a poll. My children hate that phrase, and I use it all the time. Hal says, situational awareness is the phrase I use. Hal, my children hear that. They don't like it.
Yes.
He said he had to ground his father, a World War II naval aviator and retired NASA guy. It was tough. It is tough. I remember with my grandmother, God rest her soul, I told this story in the past. We used to, my cousins and I, walk around the front of her Lincoln Mark V, the two-door Lincoln Mark V.
Oh, yes.
And we had seen some damage to the front of the Mark V and picked out deer fur from the front of the vehicle and said, hey, Grandma, did you hit a deer? Uh-huh. She's like, no. Grandma, there's...
So it's not possible the deer ran into the front of that vehicle while it was parked?
It was sitting in they had a barn on the side of the garage. The barn was here, and then there was a little garage, and we kept some tractors in there, and they parked her car, the nice car, in there. Mm-hmm. It didn't run in the barn and get there. No. Grandma, there's deer fur in your vehicle, and it's bumped. I didn't hit anything.
That's one of the toughest conversations ever, right? To tell a loved one that and they're fighting so hard. They need the car to get to, doctor's appointments, shopping, things to do.
I agree. This is not... Yeah, people are seeing this as
ageism.
I saw two... I said anecdotally, two situations yesterday where the people were not aware of where they were. They were in the wrong lane. They weren't driving distracted. They weren't driving too fast. They were unaware that that wasn't the right lane. They had crossed over a yellow line. They were sitting there like everything was fine. This texter says, I love it when I'm told what I never do. Y'all never seem to bring up aggressive drivers on I-10 and I-65. Hey, Philip, can we bring up the podcast of, hours of this show where we've talked about that? Said they drive 80 or 90 miles an hour and tailgate and switch in and out of the lanes, and they're more dangerous than elderly drivers.
Oh, I talk about them all the time. I guess he didn't realize he was an 18-wheeler in the fast lane going about 90, and then there was a school bus right next to me, so I was kind of squared in there, and they were going about 85. I mean, vehicles of that size, first of all, why are you in the fast lane? You need to scooch on over to the...
Somebody's correcting you, passing lane.
Okay. you should be in the middle lane. And if you're going the opposite as far as going too slow, you should be in the slower lane. I just think we can all agree, our society, we work longer hours, we're getting less sleep, we're expected to do more, and we're more distracted.
I love this text. This is a classic. They do not drive that well, but they vote. All right, let's get some phone calls here, and let's go to Greg in Orange Beach. First up, hey Greg.
Morning, guys. I think you had the caller that said old people normally drive pretty good. I believe that. I believe crazy, stupid drivers, they're of all ages, and they choose to do that. Retesting them, I think anybody can pass the driving test again. I think when people drive carelessly and without thought. It's a choice they make.
Okay, listen, those drivers, I agree, are of all ages, and we see it every day. I'm talking about people. The people I saw were not driving recklessly. They were situationally unaware. They didn't know where their vehicle was. You know what I'm talking about? It's not like they're driving fast. They weren't texting. They just were unaware of the fact that they were not in the proper lane for that traffic. I mean, they were facing oncoming traffic and nothing clicked.
Well, I get that, but if you tell somebody you're going to test them, they will be situationally aware, and I don't know that.
Well, then at least I know they have the capability. At least I would know, right, you know, with those folks that they would have the capability. And I agree with you. What you're saying is people can mask their driving behavior in a driving test, but if you are unable to see or react quickly enough, that would show up in a driving test, right? That physical part, not the mental part, but the physical part.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think what would help is careless driving, you know, being ticketed pretty severely. I think that would get people's attention and make them a little more aware of what they're doing. I drive all day, every day, and I see some of the craziest stuff you have ever seen, especially during the tourist season down here at the beach. It is incredibly careless, stupid, and they don't know where they're going. They don't care to pull right in front of them.
There we go. Greg, I appreciate the call.
And, you know, it's sad a lot of the time, too. Some of these older people are driving scared. You could tell they're just so paranoid
people need their freedom. I understand, yes. Somebody, you need that vehicle, like you said, to get to doctor's appointments.
Right.
To heck with get to doctor. That's such a throwaway. To have some liberty and do what they want.
Have some life.
And I want those folks, as long as they're able to do it correctly, I don't... This is not this online opinion poll question. First of all, it's just a question. People are getting, you know, their backside on their shoulders. It's just a question. And number two, it's not a, hey, should we take away driver's licenses? Y'all go read it. It's just, is there a point where there should be some kind of retesting for the physical parts of it? Reaction time,
eyesight,
vision, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. David is in Mobile. David's up next.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Dalton.
Hi, David.
And one of the most careless things that previous caller was talking about that people do and older people do is drive slow in the fast lane. Cops will tell you that's one of the most dangerous things you can do is drive slow in the fast lane. So it's not just the younger, careless, reckless people that are causing accidents. It's, it's older people, too. Whenever somebody with my job tells me to drive carefully, I tell them it's not me you have to worry about; it's all the other idiots on the road that you have to worry about. So here's my idea: every 5 years, everybody has to retake the driving portion of the driver's test.
Yeah, well, somebody was saying that, you know, at 10 years or if you have a wreck, I'm not bothered by it. I know that I would hear the squalls from the state, you know, that we can barely do it as it is. We don't have the funding. Y'all aren't ready to wait in line that long. Those kind of things.
But at age 70, that time period becomes every 2 years you have to retake the driving portion of the test. And once you reach 80, it's every year, unless you live on the eastern shore of Baldwin County. Outside of Florida, the largest concentration of older, reckless drivers is on the eastern shore. So therefore, they would, at age 60, would have to take the driving portion of the test every year.
No, I'm gonna put up David's phone number and address for all
they're
the people.
They're gonna find him. They've got nothing but time.
This texter says, yes, on the test, 65 years and older, then every 10 years after. It needs to be, this is interesting, it needs to be a more aggressive test, just riding through the neighborhood behind the driver's license than just riding behind the neighborhood through the, behind the driver's license office. It needs to be on Airport or Cottage Hill between 9:30 and 5:30. They can handle a Sunday drive, but not the more busy type traffic. Motor skills, in my opinion, are slower. It's just life. That's from Bob. This one here used to work for a local municipality, our buddy Ben. And it said it was a mandatory drug test if you're involved in an accident. So I like the idea of retesting if you're at fault, and you shouldn't be allowed to drive until you retest.
And can we put, how about this? What if we put one of those how's my driving stickers? Once you reach a certain age, we put the 1-800 how's my driving. And then when you receive.
That's Dalton saying that.
When you receive a certain amount of marks, then you got to go back and take the test. If enough people call on you, then because, like you said, there's tons of times where accidents nearly happen because of a driver who's not paying attention or driving poorly. Well, then you just call that number on the back and then get 5 marks, 10 marks. It's time to go retake the test.
Tony says, I'm on the road at least 5 hours a day. I have to tell you, the older drivers and the teenagers are not the problem. There are so many drivers out there that just don't care about any road rules.
Yes.
That is, well, like I said, and if you think this is ageist, last week, I pointed out she was a younger lady who blew right through the stop sign there where I was turning onto the service road and then told me I was number one because I did honk at her.
Oh, my.
And she's doing about 61 down the service road and had time and obviously had her faculties because she could keep one hand on the wheel and the other one to shoot me the bird.
I think it's a great teachable moment if you have your children in the car to show them what not to do when they're able to get behind the wheel. I think my favorites are the people who are trying to go somewhere that they're not familiar with and they're trying to GPS that way while they're driving. You know what I mean? So they're trying to look down and type in the address as well as one hand on the wheel. So you can see them swerving all about trying to get to where they're trying to go. Meanwhile, it is like Frogger for those who are pedestrians who are waiting patiently to cross the street.
And the point is, looking through so many of these texts, this is, once again, we can go down the list of all the different people that make it dangerous driving out there. We have talked about the distracted driving at length on this show. But this is just specific, coming off a AAA study and some stats, and just asking if, you know, you have a solution or have an idea here. And plus, we'd love you to vote in our online opinion poll question, front page of FMTalk1065.com. We're coming right back.
8:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. So tell me, what kind of deals are going on the lot at McConnell Automotive today?
Well, I think the biggest thing, everybody's excited about football season, and I think parents are excited the kids are back to school. But we try to do something special in September, and the special thing right now is UConn. And quite frankly, we have 19s coming quicker than we thought. We like to call ourselves the UConn capital of the South because we have more than our competitors. And right now, if anybody's listening, just Google McConnellAutomotive.com because what's going to happen, Dalton, you're going to see discounts that are just going to blow people's minds. And we have Denalis, we have regular UConn SLTs, and so it's kind of everybody's dream vehicle. And if you're a family person, an XL, there's nothing like a UConn XL. And that's just my invitation, is Google McConnell Automotive, check out UConn. Don't buy a used Tahoe or a UConn, get a new one at McConnell. And the other thing is just that we have a Buick Encore SUV that we are leasing for $99 a month till the end of the month. So on top of all that, if somebody gets one of these vehicles, we're going to give them a little gas money to get to a football game or a Yeti cooler, $500 or a Yeti cooler, just to say thank you for doing business with us. We've been here since 1955, and the main thing we like to do is take care of people.
Hey man, those are some good deals. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a great day.
Always a pleasure.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right. Jay says on the text line here, Jay said, I work in automotive sales, and the scariest test drive I ever had just so happened to be a woman who had immigrated to the United States only a week prior.
Mm.
She had somehow acquired an Alabama driver's license. We spent a majority of the test drive, new vehicle, test drive in the wrong lane.
Ooh.
And when her children asked if we could go on the interstate, I ended the drive. Not sure that I was going to survive that one.
That's intense.
Yeah. And there's so many texts, and trying to get back to everybody on these, but there's so many group people are like, well, this group drive. Absolutely. I agree with y'all. We can go through and balkanize the drivers out there and say this group is bad for this reason. Absolutely. And we have talked about it over the years on this show. This is just specific. And it's not, once again, we just put the question up. I didn't tell y'all what I thought or didn't think. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this is obviously an emotional thing for people. I would say that there are some stats out there that are showing certain people doesn't mean all people this age and up,
mm-hmm.
but certain people that age and up have, it's more physical than it is mental. People were earlier talking about, well, the mentality of being a reckless driver. Not talking about that. We're talking about people that their faculties have waned, mm-hmm. and they have trouble being situationally aware, like Hal said earlier. And I saw some anecdotal evidence of that yesterday. But yes, you could. There could be people that are 30 or 40 years old that have that are distracted as well. It just this is just a question to ask, or is it worth it? Putting in some sort of secondary driver's test when you're older.
And that's why you posted the question and you've given options, multiple options. If people have not logged on yet, it's very easy. Question there, AAA says seniors are outliving their ability to drive safely with some 200,000 drivers 65 and over injured in 2016. Should people over a certain age be required to take an additional driver's test? So your options are no, or yes, beginning at age 65 or 70 or 80 or 90. And I will tell you, I voted yes, beginning at 70 years old.
All right. Bob, you know, Bob says this, and Bob, I was wondering if somebody was going to go there, talk some pilots here, because pilots have a mandatory age to quit flying.
Hmm.
He also said, yes, on test 65 years old and older than every 10 years after. It needs to be more aggressive tests than just riding through the neighborhood,
and
like he said.
And one of the big problems is, you know, the testers. And I think this was brought up earlier. Sometimes you go to the DMV, and they'll just, it's harder to get your driver's license renewed at some DMVs than it is to pass the driver's test. They just, I don't know what it is. You go out there, you do a 3-point turn.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
You could be the worst driver, and they're just like, go on. Yeah, Maybe they don't like denying people.
Or they just want to, you know, get through their day.
Yeah.
But yeah, but there you would have it at least. I could see myself, if you're honest about, you know, thank goodness I don't have that job, that I would hate to tell somebody that they failed it on those, you know, because I know what kind of liberty it gives somebody to be able to get in your vehicle and go enjoy. And people are saying, well, they need it for prescriptions and doctors. Yes, but they have other things they do, like enjoying life. And that mobility means a lot. Like, I would. It would really weigh on me if I was taking that away from them. So, and Jace says, too, it would help if the testers actually knew the rules of the road. Well, there's that. Let's go to the phones. Chris is in beautiful Gulf Shores. Hey, Chris.
Morning, John.
Morning.
You know, the more we talk about this, nothing's going to change. All we're actually doing is venting with you. But the biggest problem is this. I drive from Foley to Gulf Shores every morning on 59, 6 or 6:15, 6:30 in the morning, with the locals, the working group, and they're just sitting over there, oblivious. This is my lane.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive in it. Five cars pass them, and you look back in your rearview mirror, and they're still there.
Yeah, yeah. I complete that. Listen, that happens over here, too. It happens.
It's not a test required. It's a courtesy test.
Well, that should happen for all drivers. But the test is, like, you could have somebody that would have all the courtesy. Let's say somebody who, like you and I, would agree with the courteous driver and worrying about others, but they physically had eyesight issues, reaction time, those kind of things that aren't really personality. They're motor skills, right?
Well, you know what we do over here? We read tags.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a hobby of most locals over here. And you know what tags we're about to start reading come November, don't you?
Well, it will be from which states you want to pick? Where do you want to start?
Anywhere north of I-10.
Well, those are. Listen, I do the same thing for people who can't negotiate the tunnel. I'll get
Michigan, Wisconsin,
Florida, and I'll tell you what, Mississippi folks from the northeast corner of the state. Coastal folks, y'all are down. Y'all are good in I-10. But if I see Itawamba or Yoknapatawpha or any of those counties from up in the northeast part, that's William Faulkner. It's a joke, but the Itawamba was true. Those plates, I go, we're going to have an issue in the tunnel.
Oh,
Chris, thank you for your call, man. No, good. Just leave it all on me.
They're going to keep all eyes on you.
Hey, that's fine. All right. I will be back, I think, probably. Yeah. We'll do the midday show.
Drive safe.
Midday Mobile starts at noon today.
Sean's going to do his driver's test on the air.
We could do that. That'd be fun.
Wearing a GoPro.
I've got a GoPro mounted in my truck now, too.
This is what I know.
This is how I roll. All right. Laura Ingraham next. Bye, y'all.